Today on Annenberg Radio News.
It's going to be a green space. It's going to be an outdoor classroom for these kids and give them something that they never had before.
The community celebrates the grand opening of the South Los Angeles Wetlands Park. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, February 9th, 2012. I'm Benjamin Gottlieb. Thank you for joining us today. South LA's Miramonte Elementary School reopened today. It was closed for 2 days while replacements were brought in for the entire school staff. This comes after two Miramonte teachers were arrested for committing lewd acts with children. As Emily Frost reports, teachers, parents, students, and community members staged a protest as the school day began.
Students outside Miramonte Elementary School held hand-drawn signs calling for the return of their former teachers. They chanted loudly, pumping their posters up and down in the air. But mostly the morning was punctuated by the sound of agitated parents yelling into megaphones to reach the large crowd gathered at the front of the school. They spoke in Spanish. 60% of the students are Latino. Sally Rivera's two children attend Miramonte. She said the change in staff has led to a lot of questions and doubt among parents.
Well, actually, I'm confused because there are new teachers and the students feel very different for the new teachers, and they want the old teachers back.
The new staff hasn't put her at ease about the safety of her children.
You have to be checking up on your child every time because now you don't even know when to trust nobody in the school.
The teachers' union was also at the school. United Teachers of LA President Warren Fletcher accused the district of not having a plan, and he says they're traumatizing students and parents. Tom Waldman, the director of media and communications for LAUSD, disputes that. He says Superintendent Dacey thought keeping the teachers at Miramonte during an investigation would be disruptive to the educational process. Waldman says he hopes parents will come around to the district's decision.
Kids are very adaptable, and I think, as we think at the district, as time goes on, the next days and weeks, they'll be back in this school and back into learning.
Waldman says the removed teachers are at a new nearby school that won't open until August. They'll be available for questioning and will work on professional development. Meanwhile, the district is staffing Miramonte with recently laid off teachers. They've assured the teachers' union that the original Miramonte teachers will return to their jobs after both the sheriff's department and the LAUSD's own inquiry are finished. For now, counselors will be posted in each of the 45 classrooms. The district is calling for a return to normalcy. Whether parents will make peace with the decision or continue to decry the teachers' move remains to be seen. Emily Frost, Annenberg Radio News.
More than 400 citizens circulated the LAUSD headquarters earlier this afternoon to protest the district's plan to eliminate adult education. Lucas Alexander has a story from downtown.
In the midst of major budget cuts, the LAUSD has sent its newest and most impactful subject to the chopping block, and people aren't happy. The latest budget proposal shows the $120 million division of adult and career education will be left with nothing for the 2012-2013 school year. More than 350,000 students in Los Angeles currently take part in adult education programs, ranging from high school completion courses to career classes.
Si se puede! 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 Si se...
This is what democracy looks like.
That was Juan Alvarez, vice president of the United Teachers of LA.
We don't understand why in this recession. They don't understand that we need more job training. And not less. We don't understand whether they understand that for a child, they need not only their school, but their whole family. Adult education helps parents, and parents help children.
This past school year, the LAUSD graduated a lowly 56% of its high school students. And in the past, adult education has been the safety net, allowing those who dropped out of high school a second chance at higher education. And it was successful. Approximately 1,500 former high school dropouts graduated from the LAUSD Adult and Career Division programs last year. The budget is to be voted upon next Tuesday. Lucas Alexander, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles City Attorney Carmen Truchanich announced today he will run for district attorney. He is competing against five other candidates, all of whom are prosecutors with the DA's office. sitting district attorney Steve Cooley is retiring after three terms in the post. California has agreed to join more than 40 states in a landmark settlement with five national banks. The settlement addressed mortgage and foreclosure practices leading up to and during the ongoing housing bust. The settlement is projected to be worth $26 billion or more. Of that, California will receive an estimated $18 billion. The announcement was made today in L.A. by Attorney General Kamala Harris, as Melissa Runnels reports.
The multi-state settlement involves Wells Fargo, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Ally Financial, and Citigroup. It has three main arms. The first guarantees a chance to negotiate better terms for underwater loans. However, only 1 million homeowners are expected to benefit from this. The second arm involves reimbursements to those who lost their homes to foreclosure between September 2008 and December 2011. Those reimbursements will only be between $1,500 and $2,000 per home, and only 750,000 homeowners are expected to be eligible. The third arm, and the part that particularly affects California, covers the effects of foreclosures. Attorney General Kamala Harris says this involves, in part, making it easier for homeowners to access their lenders and their records.
So it is about reforming the rules, and then it is also about stabilizing these homes, getting relief to them as quickly as possible. What we know in California is that there have been, over the course of the last few years, 1 million children in California associated with these foreclosures.
Blight at foreclosed homes is also an issue. Harris cites conversations with the police chief in Stockton, a city particularly hard hit by the mortgage crisis.
He counted in the first 6 months of the year over 200 cases associated with abandoned properties that included murder and rape and gang crime.
The banks will not be fully immune to prosecution, and Harris promises to pursue cases of fraud or any criminal activity by banks.
I'll tell you, I strongly believe that there may be evidence of what could potentially be civil rights violations when you look at the communities that were harmed by this conduct and targeted by this conduct.
More details about how this landmark settlement will play out are expected to emerge. Harris also promised to appoint a state monitor to keep track of them. Melissa Runnels, Annenberg Radio News.
Occupy LA protesters resurfaced today in downtown LA. They gathered at the Bank of America Plaza to protest the bank's role in the financial crisis. Conrad Wilton reports.
That's the sound of over 200 men, women, and children protesting outside of Bank of America in downtown Los Angeles. After being removed from City Hall last November, the Occupy LA movement has launched a series of protests to stay in the spotlight. Today featured what occupiers called a flash protest targeting Bank of America branches all across the Los Angeles area. A diverse group of Angelenos displayed picket signs in both English and Spanish, urging people to fight unemployment. One occupier, who would only identify himself as Homer, says he protests on a regular basis.
So you're out here today.
I'm here today.
And how does that help you get a job?
Well, right now it's not helping me.
Bank of America has become a popular target for the Occupy movements because Bank of America received $230 million in federal bailouts. But instead of investing in local communities to fight unemployment, protesters say the bank overpays its executives and failed to pay federal taxes in 2009 and 2010.
Well, I heard that all these big banks are getting bailed out and the little people they're not really paying a fair share of taxes.
The people built this country, not the banks.
Occupiers are confident that these protests will change the bank's behavior.
So if they see that, you know, more people are caring about this issue, they might consider it and say, you know what, let's do something about it.
Right.
And, you know, just be fair and pay what they have to pay.
As to the accusations of federal tax evasion, B of A has said in the past it did not owe taxes because it suffered a loss in 2010. Conrad Wilton, Annenberg Radio News.
Bank of America! Bank of America! Bank of America!
And now for the weather. After your beautiful day today, it'll be nice and cool tonight, with temperatures in the low 60s. Friday will be just a tad cooler, highs in the 70s and lows in the 50s. And the cooling trend will continue Saturday, with temperatures hovering around the low 60s midday. But don't worry, that sunshine isn't leaving us just yet. Later on Annenberg Radio News, immigration lawyers speak out for the victims of the notorious Miramonte scandal. All drains lead to the ocean from the new South Los Angeles Wetlands Park. Its developers think the park will make that storm water cleaner and its own community safer. Rosalie Murphy joined city officials, community members, and school kids at today's opening ceremony.
I pledge to have fun.
Here.
At the wetlands.
At the wetlands.
Fun and learning. That's exactly what 9th District Councilwoman Jan Perry hopes will happen here.
Right here at 54th and Avalon. And it's going to be a green space. It's going to be an outdoor classroom for these kids and give them something that they never had before.
Perry has championed wetlands restoration for most of her council term. 5 years ago, this park was a Metro bus yard. Now it's a 9-acre oasis and the second in Perry's district. It's not just for kids, though. The South LA Park collects water runoff, removes floating trash and dangerous chemicals, and then lets it drain naturally into the ocean. Michelle Vargas is a spokeswoman for the LA Department of Public Works.
It's very important for us to clean the stormwater because that is what goes out into the LA River and out straight into the ocean.
This park is a neighborhood dream come true for Rhonda Webb. She directs environmental volunteer projects for students at Compton's LEAPS Action Center.
It's just a vision of open space, and I can just imagine other community members coming out and just having a healthier outlook about their life and about their future.
In fact, Webb hopes her neighborhood is next.
When will I like to see it? Tomorrow. I have visions of grandeur. Tomorrow.
She hopes the new wetland will inspire her neighborhood to start working on a ribbon-cutting ceremony of its own. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.
The legal fallout from the Miramonte scandal is only beginning. Today, a team of immigration lawyers filed a lawsuit on the case. Nick Edmonds reports.
Immigration lawyer Jessica Dominguez and her partner Gregory Owen are representing 8 families in a lawsuit regarding the recent alleged crimes at Miramonte Middle School.
I'm here to be the voice for the voiceless.
The lawyers teamed up with the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights of Los Angeles to ask the families of victims to testify. However, many parents impacted by this case are undocumented immigrants who fear that revealing themselves may get them deported.
Well, some of our families have been victims of other crimes in the past. They never reported them. They'd never reported them because they're afraid of being detained by ICE.
The executive director of CHIRLA, Angelica Salas, made a plea to families to step forward.
CHIRLA and many other Latino and civil rights organizations will work arduously to ensure that there is sensitivity on the issues of immigration status throughout this investigation.
Attorney Gregory Owen was shocked that these alleged crimes were able to go on for so long without any parents or faculty speaking out.
A school has a duty to ensure their safety. This guy locked his doors. That violates every single school policy. Yet nobody knew it. Nobody stopped it.
An undocumented immigrant by the name of Raymundo, father of one of the alleged victims, braved the media scrutiny to attend the news conference. However, he covered most of his face with a hood and dark glasses. Attorney Jessica Dominguez translated.
He's still fearful that he could end up getting deported. But he wants to challenge other parents. He wants other parents to be informed about the fact that they should protect their children and they should protect their rights.
Angelica Salas called out to L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, asking him to promise that the immigrant families who step forward will be safe from deportation. Because Salas believes until that is done, several families will be silenced by their own fear. Nick Edmonds, Annenberg Radio News.
Well, it's that time of year again. The Grammy Awards, the music industry's most coveted accolades, are this Sunday. But the awards are going to be a bit different this year. 31 musical categories, mostly for ethnic music, like Hawaiian and Latin jazz, will not be in this year's show. The organization Grammy Watch is protesting NARIS, or the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, and its decision. Here's Bobby Matos, a Latin recording artist and chief organizer for Grammy Watch.
NARIS stated that the canvas was getting too broad, and we're stating that the canvas must be a broad canvas to address the reflect the diversity of all America's cultures. We want these categories restored as soon as possible, immediately. This decision was made because the major record companies had no stake in any of this independent music.
I also asked Ndugu Chancellor, a music professor at the USC Thornton School of Music, why ethnic music was targeted.
Well, I'm not going to say it's racism, because we're talking about music, and music really has no color, except it's those styles of music that really were the backbone of the building of NARIS. I think what has happened is what is popular in the mainstream of a TV show has driven them to disassociate itself with the things that built the organization and the academy as a mainstay.
Would you say that NARIS has lost its way, the Grammys have lost their way, and they've detached themselves from their roots?
They are detaching themselves from the roots. I mean, you know, you still got pop and R&B and all that. All of that is still part of the root, but the core of the root and the branching of the tree has been diluted. Some of the arms have been chopped off.
And moving forward, Professor, do you believe that these different categories will maybe band together and create their own award ceremony?
It's not just about an award. Well, if you look at it from an awards TV show, a lot of these categories weren't on the main TV show in the first place. But if we're talking about an Academy of Arts and Sciences, you have to acknowledge all of the arts. And all of that is part of the art of recording. I mean, we don't need another award show. I mean, we need that like we need a hole in our head. But we need to always acknowledge the art of the music.
That was Ndugu Chancellor of USC's Thornton School of Music. British rock and roll icon Paul McCartney received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this afternoon. McCartney is the last Beatle to receive a star. His will be lined up alongside the stars of Ringo Starr, George Harrison, and of course, John Lennon, in front of the Capitol Records building. Now we check in with Nuba Abu-Jabbar to see what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Tonight on ATVN, we will be talking about the janitor march that took place at UCLA's campus today. Also at 6, we'll have more on the Miramonte scandal, where classes resumed today.
Thank you, Nuha. That's it for this Thursday. We had help today from ATVN, Madeline Lindsay, Leonard Jimenez, Esther King is our producer, Emily Frost is our executive producer, and from all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb. Have a great weekend. Yeah.